they're a fascinating team, aren't they? They did incredibly well last season, and from what everybody tells me, on a very low budget. So I think, if I remember right, they lost out in the playoff semi-finals, having just missed out on automatic promotion. So really difficult start at a ground I've never been to for a competitive game, so I'm looking forward to that. So should be good, should be really good.
And you've got Peterborough in the cup away. Obviously, it's...
No insult at all intended to Peterborough, but you always hope you get someone from a different league than the one you're in. And also, you hope in our case that you won't get your sixth successive away draw in the League Cup, which is what we've got, which is... I wouldn't say impossible to believe, but it's after disappointment. We'd love to have been home for once. But yeah, Peterborough, difficult game. And again, a ground I've never been to, so I'm looking forward to that too.
Is that going to be the case with a lot of the matches? As you look down the list of fixtures, is there going to be a lot of new venues for you and your team?
No, not really. I mean, one of the things you look at the league and makes you feel a bit more settled about our prospects are, I don't know, Chesterfield, Rochdale, Bury, Shrewsbury. In fact, it's more a case of, I think there's three new grounds for me this season. Lots of places we've been to and we're familiar with. Obviously, it's a higher league and a higher standard, but familiar places and not quite as daunting as you might think. But then there's Bolton Wanderers, Sheffield United, Charlton. Blimey, those are big teams with fantastic histories. So we're really looking forward to going there.
And you don't have to wait too long for the first London derby, which I think is against Charlton, isn't it?
You know, you look at that and think, really? Are we really playing Charlton? I'm not sure they'll feel the same way about us, but what a great feeling it is to look at this list. Great.
And we were all there with you on the famous day at Wembley. What an amazing day that was. I know you said that give me some time to let this sink in or celebrate this at least an evening or a day or two. How quickly were you back onto it and looking at what you and Neil might do in terms of planning for this season?
Well, Neil had already planned for this season. I mean, it's not perhaps particularly well known, but in the week leading up to the final, he'd signed up four players, extended their contract.
Well, there was a couple of that were being let go as well. Already, we already knew about that as well, didn't we?
Yes, Neil's a very honest, straightforward guy, and he thinks it's right to tell people. And I think if you look at the performances of people who were leaving, who came on the pitch, you just think, wow, you know, they were as fired up as anybody, and what a fantastic team spirit he'd built. So
obviously, it's still quite a way to go till that first day of the season. What sort of plans have you got for continuing to strengthen the squad for the start of the season?
We've got to the level now where the sort of players you want are the sorts who are confident enough to leave it till quite late in the day to decide who to sign for. So we're not really expecting any massive movement in the short term. I know Neil's spoken to a few players and a couple of agents, and obviously I'm not going to say who they are because it would be inappropriate for everybody, on everybody's account. But he's pretty relaxed about what's coming, and indeed so are we, because we know we've already got a good team. What we're talking about is strengthening it. So remarkably relaxed, actually, looking forward to the new season. And looking for, well, relaxed but excited if those two things can go together.
You sound there that you're pretty confident that your squad that performed so well last season and had that amazing finish to the season is well equipped to step up. It just might need one or two to possibly strengthen it.
Well, you're always looking to improve, and whatever you do, whether you're a football manager or in any other respect. And yes, Neil's looking to strengthen and also provide extra, more choices, because you know you know you're not going to get through a season without any injuries, so you need some support and backup. Yeah, we'll be fine. I'm not going to make any predictions about how incredibly well we're going to do, but I'm really confident we will be fine in what's a tougher league than the one below, but we've got a good team. So, yes. We'll be fine.
We're looking forward to watching the continuation of the journey.
Absolutely. Absolutely. yes, wouldn't it be great to do a Burton? But let's not set our sights too high. Let's just first of all make sure we get off to a safe, solid start, and then we'll see what happens.